Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Turn with me to Philippians chapter 2. We'll read from verse 9 to 11. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. The title of our message is, Jesus is Lord. It said that God has highly exalted him. Exalted who? His word. Jesus Christ is the word of God, according to the scriptures. That's why it said the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Who? The word of God. And he said, wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at this name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. That is, that the word of God is Lord. The God has made him the head. Lord means the head, the master. And that God gave his word so that he will be our master, the only master over mankind. That's why he says there is only one master or one Christ. There is not another. Jesus said there will be many false Christs and false prophets, but they are not the truth. So I have told you the truth so that you will not be deceived, that there is only one mediator between God and man, the word of God, the man Christ Jesus. He is the only medium, the only mediator between the invisible God and mankind. Say that God made it public, showed him openly by raising him from the dead, that the word was made flesh, he died, according to the scriptures, was buried. On the third day, he rose again. And the scripture is now telling us that God has highly exalted him and giving him a name that is above every other name, that at the name of the word of God, every knee should bow and every tongue would confess, should confess that the word of God is the Lord. See what the Apostle Paul wrote also to the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 1, concerning the word of God. Ephesians chapter 1, reading from verse 17 of it, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You hear what he says, or what the scripture says? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, what does that mean? That the God of the Holy Scriptures, the God of the Holy Bible, he is the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that we may know this true God. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. That when God raised Christ from the dead, he set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, that is far above all power, all principality and power, all rule, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world to come. That is the highest name, that Jesus is the Lord, that he is the Word of God is the Lord, and that God gave him this name, gave him the highest name, like in different nations, they give name to their leader. Like some nations call it prime minister, some other nation president. God also has highly exalted his word and gave him the name of Jesus. Just like you have somebody, they say, this is the president of this country. He's telling us that the word of God is Jesus. That Jesus is the highest name. And that this name God gave to his word. Therefore, at the name of Jesus, or at the name of the word of God, every knee should bow. Just like when people go to court, when the law is quoted, then everyone submit to the law. That this is the Lord that God gave to us, to his creature, his word, and to rule over us. And that he has made him to be the head over all to the church. And that he's praying, the Apostle Paul says, he's praying for those in Ephesus, that the God of the Bible will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of his word. That this scripture didn't come privately. That God had foretold what he's going to do concerning the scriptures. And that is why when he gave the word to Abraham, see what he said in Galatians chapter 3. In verse 6 of Galatians 3, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preach before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Are you hearing? He said the scripture foretold what God planned and how he's going to justify or to save souls in this world. Then he now preached this message to Abraham. That in the scripture, when he says, in thee shall all the nations be blessed, that was the message of the gospel preached to Abraham. That he preached to Abraham that in thee, who? In the word of God, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. So, and Abraham believed in this God, in the scriptures. So that through the scriptures, anywhere in this whole world, anyone believe the scriptures shall be saved, shall be justified. God had known from the beginning what is coming, that the whole world, including the Gentiles, will be justified by faith in Christ, in his word. That's why the apostle is saying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will grant you or give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of his word, that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. He's talking of the eye of our mind. Will be enlightened so that you will know the purpose why he's calling, like he called Abraham. He called Abraham to bless him, to give him Christ. And that he, the same blessing God has for everybody, to give us his word. And that when he gave the word, Abraham received it. So also he said, as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. And that he is Lord. That the word that came to Abraham, he is the Lord. The word that came to Isaac, he is the Lord. The word that came to Jacob, he is the Lord. The word that came to Moses, he is the Lord. And therefore, he says, finally, he was made flesh. And God showed him openly to the whole world by raising him from the dead. And then said, this man is ordained to be the head. And to be the judge of the living and the dead. And the faith in him alone is the salvation. That we are to know him. We are to come to the knowledge of his word, which he gave to us in the Bible. See what he said in Colossians chapter 1 from verse 13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, so that he will have the preeminence, or have the first place, the first position, that by him all things were created. By who? By the word of the Lord. That God spoke and it was done. That God created by his word. That he is the express image of his person. He is the image of the invisible God. That the scripture is the image of the invisible God. That God is a spirit. And then he said he has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear Son. That is, to the kingdom of Christ. Who is Christ? The word. That's why the message came by John saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That is, the kingdom of the Holy Bible is at hand, where the word of God rules, where the word of God is known, where the word of God is obeyed. That's why he said that his name every knee shall bow, where we turn to the word of God and bow before him. He is our maker. That by him were all things created, including us. God created all by Christ Jesus, his son. This is his beloved son, in whom he is well pleased. He said we should hear him. We should listen to the Lord. He is our Lord. Who gave him to be the Lord? God. Say he gave him to be the head over all things to the church. God ordained Christ, made the Bible the head over mankind, that we are to submit to his word, and that at his name we should bow. What does that mean? That we should turn to the scripture with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. We should love him. They say this is the first commandment. Hear you, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. That means one master. And therefore, what are you supposed to do? You should love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. He said we should love the scriptures with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. If you do so, you please God. The Father gave us the scriptures. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and my Father will love you. He wants us to know that every word in the Bible was revealed by God, that he has not hidden anything from us, that in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead, that the Godhead is the body of the word, that God spoke every word in the Bible, that it pleased him that in this Bible should everything of God dwell, and that if we are looking for God, we should come to him. Through whom? Through the scriptures. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The scripture is the only way to God. The scripture is the only truth of God. The scripture is the only living God. All others are lies. God is word. That's why he said, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. See what he says in the old time by the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 45, reading from verse 22. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. Wonderful. You hear what the scripture says? The scripture says, look unto me. Like someone telling you or saying to you, look unto me. Scripture says, look unto me. That we should look unto this perfect law of liberty. We should listen and look unto this sure word of prophecy. He said, look unto me and be ye saved. or the ends of the earth. I am God. That's emphatic. He says, I am God, and there is none else. I'm just the only one. Verse 23, I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. You see, this well, Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11, we read, is picked up from, talking of the scripture. The apostle Paul was speaking of the scriptures, when he says, wherefore God has highly exalted him, and gave him a name, and the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, he is the Lord. He says, look unto me, all ye the ends of the earth, all of you, and be ye saved. I am God. That means once you believe in him, you are saved. Once you believe in who? Believe in his word. Once you believe the scriptures, that the scriptures is the Son of God. He is the Lord. He is the express image of the person of God. He is the King of glory. He said, look unto me and be ye saved. There's no salvation in any other. No other name given to us, given among men by which we can be saved, except the name of the Holy Bible. And they said the name of the Lord. In verse 24, if I continue in Isaiah 45, surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. You see, those who reject him shall be ashamed, because he is the Lord. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be, because he is the Lord. He will show himself on that day, on the last day, verse 25. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. That's what he preached to Abraham. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel. Who are that seed? The seed of faith, as the faithful Abraham. They are saying they are all children of Abraham. Now when he say the seed of Israel, he's talking of the seed of faith, seed of Christ. That's one seed, no seeds, one, which is Christ. That anyone that comes to the Bible must believe that he is God, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. That all his servants, the prophets, the apostles, by whom he gave us the Bible, were sent to the people, to preach his word to them. The word of the Lord comes to them. They speak to the people. That the God of the Bible was speaking to the fathers through the prophet in diverse form and manners in the past. But in this last day, he's speaking to us by his son, by the very testimony which the apostles and the prophets testify. That's why he said this to the Jews in the days of his flesh in Matthew 23. Hear what the King of Glory said. Matthew 23, reading from verse 34. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you shall kill and crucify, and some of them you shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth, till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Wonderful. He says that he is the one sending the prophets. He sent Abel. And all the prophets said they killed the prophets. They didn't take to their testimony. The prophets were testifying of the Bible we have today. Then he says, upon this generation of the Bible, will this whole thing come upon? Now he says that at last he sent his son. We are in the days of Jesus Christ, the days of the scriptures. whom the prophet testify of. That the spirit of Christ were in the prophets, testifying of what we have today. Now he says that he that reject this one, all the blood that's ever shed on this earth shall come upon them. Why? Because they have filled the cup. That is the final rejection. That Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that killeth the prophet, that stoned them that are sent to them. Then finally he said maybe they will respect his son. And he came by himself and told us that the word of God is the Son of God. According to John, he said the law was given to the Israelites by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Finally, the word came as a man. And then told us that think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've not come to destroy the law and the prophet, but to fulfill the scriptures. That the scripture is all about me, Jesus says. Let's read that in John chapter 5, reading from verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that you might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know that you have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. He said he came in the name of his Father. What name? The name God gave to him. You know, God highly exalted his word and gave him name. Like when someone wrote a book, he would put his name on it. He says that he came in that name. God put his name on his book. What name? The name of Jesus. The highest name. It's like an author that wrote a book, he put his name. He said God also put his name on his book. That he came in the name of God. Name of his Father. He said that's why he says that you will not see me henceforth until you say, blessed is he that come in the name of the Lord. That he will come in the glory of his Father and with the holy angels. Who? This word of God. There are innumerable company of holy angels. The angel told John that I'm your fellow servant and of the prophets that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God for the testimony of Jesus, the spirit of prophecy. That you are searching the scriptures, but he said the scriptures are they that testify of me. And you will not come to me that you have life, you have me. That he's saying that at his name we shall bow. That we shall know that the word of God is the Lord. That Jesus is the Lord. To the glory of God, the Father, the invisible Spirit, the Holy Spirit that gave us the Bible. And that he came in that name. That means he came in the name of the word of God. That he is the word of God. And the people did not receive him. And yet he said they are searching the scriptures because in them they think they have eternal life. But the scriptures were standing before them and talking to them in the man Christ Jesus. Saying, I am the God of the scriptures. I am the God that spoke to the prophets that Moses wrote of me. Let's finish this reading in verse 44. How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? You see, God only have one to honor, his word. Verse 45, do not think I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trust. It says Moses that will accuse them. For had ye believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. Fantastic. He said Moses wrote of him, that the writing in the Bible is him. The scripture is Christ. That's what Jesus is saying clearly, that he is the scriptures. And that these words, he is the word of God. And you will not come to me that you have life. They did not receive him. And neither are they the word has received him today. That's why he says that all the blood that ever shed of how the scripture came was through men. And those men were killed. Seeing that Moses wrote of him. Abel spoke of him. Noah spoke of him. And that's why we have the Bible. That Enoch spoke of him, that he's coming with thousands and thousands of angels. And their report was not believed. And all these were his servants, with whom he sent. But however, the people that he spoke to didn't receive the word. What did he do? He said they should write the word. Then he's not saying that Moses wrote of him. Though the people in the wilderness, 40 years he was speaking to them, they didn't believe, they perished. But the scripture did not perish. The scripture is written. Though they didn't believe Isaiah, what he told Isaiah to write, he wrote it, the scripture. We still have the scripture today. Though they did not believe Jeremiah, he told Jeremiah, write it in the book. He says that if you say you believe Moses, you shall be judged. Because if you have believed Moses, you will believe me. Because Moses wrote of me. They didn't believe in the wilderness 40 years. Neither do they believe now. That it is the same word that we are reading today that Moses preached to them in the wilderness. It is the same word we are reading today is what Ezekiel preached. It is the same word we are reading today that Haggai was sent to go and testify to the people. And all his prophets. And that if we believe, he said, those who believe has entered into his rest. He is now their Lord and Savior. That means you are saved. That's why you hear that Jesus is the Lord and Savior. Once we believe with our hearts the Lord Jesus, that is the word of God, and confess with our mouth that God has raised him from the dead, not just raised him from the dead, he said he has highly exalted him and gave him a name. That in the name of the word of God, every knee should bow. That if you bow to the truth of the Bible, you are saved. If you know what the scripture is, that the scripture is that beloved Son of God, that he so loved us, he gave us, so that if we believe in him, we will not perish, but we'll have everlasting life according to the infallible scriptures that cannot fail. So the faith in him alone is the salvation that Abraham believed. It was accounted to him for righteousness. So also if you believe in the same God of Abraham, today you'll be saved. You will be saved. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.